We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock winner in the Camping World Series here at the Auto Club Finals, Greg Anderson. His 101st career victory, 14th here at Pomona, second of the season, got a whole shot victory in the final round over Erica Enders. Many great things coming together. Whole shot victory over Erica Enders in the final round. But he got there by getting through Chris McGahey in the first round, Bo Butner in the second round, Fernando Cuadra in the semifinals to set up that epic battle of 10 championships, Greg Anderson and Erica Enders, with Greg coming out on top. And a weekend that had to be a little bit bittersweet or reflective at very least with the retirement announcement of your team owner, Ken Black. So, Greg, just talk a little bit about this entire weekend and all that was weighing on you as you rolled into Auto Club Raceway at Pomona now that you have been victorious.
Yeah, obviously, Joe, an emotional weekend for me. It's been 20 years of glory, to be honest with you. It's been a hell of a ride with Ken and Judy and the entire Black family. And as I said, they've done everything for me. They've made all my hopes and dreams and wishes and fantasies come through. You know, I never dreamt in my life that I could have achieved anything like this, and I couldn't without Ken Black. He absolutely made it happen. And he was my lottery ticket winner. It honestly was. And we had 20 great years together, and love the man, love the family. He's like a second father to me. So, you know, we're coming down to Pomona, and we're not going to win a world championship this year. So really the only way that I can possibly even give him a small thank you for all those 20 years is to find a way to win the last race that he attends as a team owner. And all the cards fell right today. They just did. And I felt great all weekend. I felt good as a driver, and I had a good weekend of driving, and my race car was fast, and the chips all fell down right. And I think it came down to the best way I could have written a story, just like back at Indy, that the best story I could write for a big win. This was the second, I think, these two wins, that Indy win early this year where I got number 100, and this one right here to give Ken Black his final trophy, probably my two biggest wins. And it's incredible. It's fantastic. I'm certainly not going to go jumping off of skyscrapers celebrating because we didn't win the championship this year, but I had two fantastic wins this year, to be honest with you, and that really should make anybody's year. So I'm going to leave this place happy tonight, and beating Eric in the final, that's always fantastic, and I love racing here at Pomona. To make the final round here at Pomona is so cool. I've been here a lot of times, and I've made the final a lot of times, but I think that when I go out there and I stand on that starting line when I'm not in the final, that's when I realize how cool it is to race in the final round at Pomona at the World Finals. So there's nothing cooler. There's nothing cooler in what we do when the sun goes down and it gets dark out there for a final round. That's the coolest time of our year, and I just dreamt all day. I just hope I can get there and experience that one more time. And I did. And I made it pay off somehow. So fantastic job by the entire team all weekend. We had a great race car right from the time we went down Q1 from Q4. We had a great race car. We had a great race car all day today. And I had a good weekend of driving. And finally gave Ken his final trophy. So that's the least I could do for him. Obviously, I wish I could do more for him. There's no way I can thank him enough. But that's the best way I could come up with. So great day, and thank you, Ken Black.
Let's open it up to members of the media. Questions for Greg Anderson, starting off with Kevin McKenna from NHRA National Dragster.
What did Ken say to you when you handed him the trophy?
He's speechless right now. He's honestly speechless, Kev. And, you know, yesterday when Joe interviewed him before Q4, I thought that was the neatest thing in the world, and it's the least I could do for him. But unfortunately, I couldn't hear everything that he had to say, so I missed out on it. But I've gotten texts all day, all night last night and all day today of how great it went, and thank you, Joe, for that. It was wonderful, and obviously Ken did a great job. But tonight he was speechless, so that's kind of cool, and I guess that's the ultimate honor. You know, when I can finally make him speechless, that's the coolest thing I could have done. So just happy I was able to pay him back in a small way.
Greg, you talked about ending the season with a win and what that kind of does. You go back, I think, 2 years, Erica won in 2020, and it kind of motivated you guys to a dominant year. And in 21, she uses that for motivation this year to really have a great year. Do you use kind of that? Is it kind of like going waves and now it's your turn to kind of respond?
Well, absolutely, positively. And the way they responded last year was incredible. Yeah. The way they came out to start the season was absolutely incredible. What an offseason they had. And that's what I need to do this year. And I've got all the pieces in place to make that happen this year. I've got a whole lot of new supporters, and I've got a new attitude, and now you add this onto it. We've got 4 months to cherish this win and to smile about this win. So right now, I'm going to forget about the fact we didn't win a world championship. We won the last race of the year, and it was the coolest way to win it in the world. We beat the world champ in the final on a whole shot. I still can't believe you said that, Joe, but is it really true?
It's written on my paper. God, it's got to be true.
It's got to be a misprint, right?
It's got to be true.
Either way, it's fantastic. So, it's another great year in pro stock.
Next question for Greg Anderson. Kelly Wade.
Wow. I'm honored.
Greg Anderson, your lights this weekend. I was watching them all through qualifying and through eliminations, and they were almost all really, really good. So coming into this race with her having already won the championship, did it alleviate some pressure for you?
Probably, but I guess when it's all said and done, Kelly, I'm looking back and figuring out how I have my most success. It almost seems like I need some sort of extra motivation. I need more on the line. I need it to be more important. I need it to be more pressure, just like Indy, just like when we got number 100, and just like here, there was more on the line. That meant everything to me to find a way to give Ken that final trophy. So obviously it's, I need motivation, and I've done this a long time. I'm certainly getting up in years, and I can remember back when I started out racing, I was a young dude, and I would go eat chocolate bars, and I'd drink Coca-Cola, and I'd slam down every kind of caffeine you could to get excited to go up the starting line. And then as the years have gone by, it's like I don't do that anymore, and I guess I need a way to get up, get my heart started. So Ken did it this weekend, and you see the results. I guess I can still do this deal. I just have to find the right motivation. I have to find, an extra gear, and I found it today.
Greg, a couple of final questions. Obviously, you'll be celebrating this for a while, but you referenced the statement made when we announced that Ken would be retiring, that Rob Downing and yourself will be taking over the team. There will be investors to be named later. What can you share with us about the future of KB Racing, your future, and the timeline that we'll get to know all of this information?
As of the first of the year, Joe will know. Unfortunately, probably at PRI, I won't be able to go forward and divulge, who the new investors are and what the future of the team is, but I can tell you I'm really excited. I'm excited about the future. It's a chapter two for me. Really, honestly, it's chapter three. Chapter one was Warren Johnson. Chapter two was Ken Black, and now this is chapter three, and I'm very excited about it. It's absolutely going to be everything that we've put in place so far is going to make this KB Racing team a stronger team going into the future. Whether that involves Greg Anderson driving for years down the road, that's irregardless. This is going to shore up, all the shortfalls we have and basically shore up our future and make sure this KB Racing team goes a long ways down the road and is out here forever. So I it's just a lot of positives, Joe, and I wish I could divulge more information, but I am super pumped. I'm absolutely excited as can be, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
The websites need content during the winter break. You will provide it.
You'll be the first to know, Joe.
There you go. Greg Anderson, go celebrate. Congratulations on your Auto Club Finals win.
Thanks, guys.